Cochrane. The plans for a trail from Calgary to Cochrane, that could possibly connect to the Legacy Trail one day, were unveiled earlier this week. The name, however, is still to be decided. Pioneer families, including the Haskane, Harvey, Copathorne and Robinson families who donated land to the project, were on hand to show more than 100 guests and dignitaries the plans for the multi-purpose trail for the first time at the ranch house in Cochrane on November 30. The plans for a trail running through the Glenbow Ranch Provincial Park to the city have been more than a decade in the making, and Trail Steering Committee member Daniel Crawford said it will run alongside the river and offer views of the vistas and the Rocky Mountains. This won't only enhance tourism in Alberta, he said. We are creating recreation value. Cyclists, hikers and weekend strollers would be able to take to the trail that Crawford hopes will eventually join up with the Legacy Trail in Canmore. The trail from Cochrane to Calgary would be about 38 kilometers in total, with much of the groundwork already having been laid through Glenbow Ranch and Haskane Park reaching from the west side of Calgary. According to members of the Trail Steering Committee, discussions are happening with the City of Calgary to work from the end of Haskane Park's west side to meet construction crews coming from the east. The Trans-Canada Trail stretches more than 27,000 kilometers coast to coast, but the portion spanning from Calgary to Canmore, through Cochrane, is unfinished or is not usable. All we gotta do is carry on and finish it, said Crawford. We're going to have fundraising and sponsorship opportunities like purchasing bricks for the trail, tree planting and benches that will be auctioned off. Chair of the steering committee Alex Baum said while the Cochrane Rotary Club is orchestrating the project, it's going to take help from Alberta residents to bring it to life. Amazingly, our provincial and federal governments have budgeted funds for trails, but it all starts with grassroots. They just don't open up their personal handbook or a bucket of money. You have to show initiative, he said. Grassroots fundraising initiatives, which you can see here today, are already underway. The project is only in stage one, as Baum puts it. They have support from the federal and provincial government to go ahead, and Banff Airdrie MP Blake Richards made it clear he backs the project through a video message played at the event. NameTheTrail.com was also announced Tuesday, kicking off a province-wide contest to name the trail. Albertans can log on and fill out the form to help name the trail. Participants can pitch their idea and write a brief explanation. We want Albertans to be a part of it, Crawford said. This is a people's project, it's the people's trail at the end of the day. Everyone's a benefactor. Lois Haskane, who was in attendance for the unveiling event with her husband Canadian businessman Richard Haskane, said the trail is necessary and pledged it to be done with their involvement. We have friends having to lug their bicycles over the fences to get down to Haskane, Legacy Park, and that's unacceptable, she said. Major fundraising and logistical efforts remain, the website reads, including the construction of a pedestrian river crossing into the town estimated at $3 million, according to fundraising goals. I would really like, before we go on to our next adventure in life, to see the three parks and Cochrane join together, said Haskane. I can tell you that if they could guarantee a road into Haskane Park, Glenbow Park and into Cochrane, I can tell you that bridge will be built and we will see to it that it is. That's the caveat that we're putting on it. The Cochrane Rotary Club will be overseeing the trail project and is seeking to partner with local businesses and organizations to raise funds and awareness to build it. The Rotary Club's vision is to see the trail form a loop that goes through the Tsuwatina Nation lands, West Bragg Creek, Sibbald Flats and into Canmore, or coming back through Stoney Nakoda First Nation lands.